Anthony McDonald joins us on the phone. So you got to be happy, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. Pretty happy, though.
Well, you don't, well, like, not ecstatically happy?
Well, yeah, I mean, these days I'm too busy to be happy, to be honest.
Well, I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little surprised, you know, last year we had so much enthusiasm towards what we were doing. I mean, you have to understand this was an idea that wasn't, it's not new by any means, but the way we do it is very new. And it wasn't received as well as we thought we would in the industry. I mean, people would always say, you can't do it like that. It's going to be too much work for what you're charging, and you're not going to be able to make ends meet. And, you know, it's going to be a nightmare. And it really was the opposite. We ended up being in business with some of the greatest people you could ever meet. And you know, as far as business goes, you know, at the end of last year, we had 77 clients that were investors in 22 horses. And this year, that number, as you said, grew to 164 as of an hour ago.
Wow.
And you know, we have, like you said, 61 horses. So after the first year, 76 of the 77 people that invested in the stable last year were the people that helped us buy horses this year from the sales. So, you know, our customer retention for what people think, we've changed the business model of the industry, so to speak, in that it's always about how much money can you make me and how many races can you win to how much fun can I have and how can we do it? Because
right.
We didn't make a fortune for a lot of people. Probably three of those 22 horses actually turned us a substantial profit. So if what you're saying is 76 out of 77 people reinvested immediately when given the opportunity, yet only three of those fractional groups actually turned a profit, then it must not be the money that they're coming back for. Eventually, we want to make money for everybody, and we want to win lots of races, but we really want to show people what kind of a great time you can have in this industry, and most importantly, show trainers that have been beat up for a long time in this industry that there's hope. You know, there's actually a road being paved, and there's a way forward that isn't directly attributed to how much money you can make somebody.
Now, Anthony, are we talking about racehorses, like yes, raceway no. horses and yearlings? Are you branching out into yearlings now?
So I think myself, it's very important that we have yearlings first and foremost with our new owners, because you can stick to that flat rated system. I can tell you it's, you know, $22.60, 67 cents a day per share, per horse, per month or per day. But right. When you start racing horses, you know as well as I do, Dave, I mean, it costs money to take the horse off the training facility to go to the track. You have to pay somebody to take care of the horse that night. You have to pay, you know, you have to pay, staking engagements.
Yeah.
Sure. So all of a sudden that starts turning into a phone bill, like a phone contract, if you will, when people don't know you well enough. And it goes from, geez, that's really neat, to all these added costs are on top. And then you look like a car salesman, and I don't want to do that. I try to be as upfront as I can with everybody. We build a rapport with them. We explain to them exactly how the industry works. And by the time the horse comes to the races, everybody's fully aware and very, very excited about what's coming forward.
One, having been in business for many years, all I've heard is nightmare stories about having too many partners. And
yeah.
And eventually some high percentage of those partners are going to be difficult, mm-hmm. Let me say. And I've always governed myself by that. Well, you got 160 of them or 164 mm-hmm. of them. How yep. many of them are a pain in the ass?
None.
None. Really?
You know, when you look at it this way, like everybody, when you get involved, okay, you say owners are a pain in the ass, but probably because they're acquaintances of you, right? But
well, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
No, I don't mean it in that mean. What I mean is these are total strangers. So it comes with a certain extra amount of flexibility. I mean, the only time I've had to mediate a situation in a group was last year. We had bought a filly for a small amount of money out of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
An owner had sent her here. We had sold all the shares of her. She qualified great. She raced fantastic her first start. She was second into the eight hole in Northfield, and we sold her for a lot of money after her first start. Well, we had 15 owners on that filly.
Yeah.
And when I sent the email out saying we were offered an absorbent amount of money for her, there was a lot of people that were 1% owners that said, well, geez, Mr. McDonald, you know, I waited my whole life to own a horse.
Now you sold them on
a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we have a good one. Now you want to sell it. My answer to that was simple. It took two emails and maybe an hour. My answer was simple. You know, what's best for the group is best for the group. And this is a horse. And if you want to, you know, roll the dice on over 100,000 American and potentially lose, that's fine. But think of your partners while you're doing that. Mm-hmm. And all those people that are 1% say, you know what, you're 100% right. We've had a good
that's
time.
That's great.
And it was fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, the people that get involved are, you know, they come out to the barn well, you're going to see Saturday. You're going to see exactly how many people are going to come out for fractional ownership on Saturday. We have 20 to 30 people in the barn on a Saturday to watch them go every weekend, no matter what the weather's like. You're going to see how many people are interested in fractional ownership on Saturday at the stable for sure.
You got the open house Saturday, right?
Yeah.
You got a little parade of horses. You've got some other trainers involved, as I understand it.
That's the whole point. You know, the whole point has always been, yes, it's great to sell pieces of horses and have all these owners involved with the stable. But the big picture for the stable is not just Anthony Amy McDonald. The big picture of the stable is the rest of the horsemen all over the world. You know, people that have been beat down into dirt where, you know, it's tough to make ends meet and they're thinking to themselves, you know, what am I going to do next? These are people that have worked in horse racing for decades and wouldn't know what to do if it went away. And at the end of the day, what is happening is it's eroding. It's much like society. The middle class of this industry is eroding. And we're trying to build it back up. And we are, and we're going to. And what it means, the people in this industry, a lot of them work hard. You know, find another industry where you work 16 hours a day with a smile on your face, start to finish. You know, these are hardworking people.
Radio.
Okay.
Steady.
Find three then, all right? So what we're trying to do is show these people exactly there are millions and millions of dollars of investment out there. You just have to go out and get them. And they need people like me that are going to go out and facilitate the needs of the general public. And that's exactly what we're doing. You know, for decades, people walked around the house looking for a dollar, that millionaire. But they kept walking by quarters and dimes and nickels on the ground. And that's exactly what we're doing is we're picking them up. And we're going to introduce new owners to these clients also. We're building a platform more than a stable.
I couldn't be happier for you. I must confess, I was a little bit skeptical at the beginning of it. I was hopeful for you, but you've made this happen, and good for you, and congratulations. And if it's okay, we'll stay in touch.
Absolutely. I'd appreciate that. I hope you tune in Saturday to the broadcast of the stable. You can look at it on Facebook or on our website, or it'll be streamed live in all three Standardbred sites, Harness Link, Standardbred Canada, and the USTA.
Anthony, thanks a lot for taking a few minutes for us. We appreciate it.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thanks a lot.
Anthony McDonald, thestable.ca.